This is the Composer's Datebook for July 31st. I'm John Zeck. On this date in 1750, 2 days after his death, the final rites were held in Leipzig in St. John's Church for Johann Sebastian Bach, considered by many the greatest composer who ever lived. He was buried in the churchyard of St. John's the day after his funeral. In 1894, his remains were discovered during excavations and were reburied inside. Although not unappreciated in his lifetime, and not completely forgotten for nearly a century as myth would have it, Mozart and Beethoven both revered him, it's true that Bach's real stature was not fully recognized by the wider public until Felix Mendelssohn's famous revival performance of Bach's St. Matthew Passion in Berlin in 1829. And since Mendelssohn's 19th century revival, Bach's Passion settings and cantatas have been staged as operas or ballets in the 20th and 21st. His music has survived arrangements for solo piano, full symphony orchestra, Moog synthesizer, authentic period instruments, Japanese koto orchestra, shakuhachi flute, and the various jazz stylings of the Swingle Singers and the late pianist of the modern jazz quartet, John Lewis. However it's adapted or altered by the passing fashion or fads of the day, Bach's music continues to touch whoever plays it or listens to it. We're sampling American composer Chris Brubeck's arrangement of one of Bach's preludes from a CD titled Bach to Brubeck. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.